ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् सो इन् द मुण्डक उपनिषद् लास्ट् वीक् We had studied a little bit about just a brief introduction to what is apara and para vidya. Apara being the lower knowledge and para being the higher knowledge. And rest of this Upanishad will describe in more detail what is apara and para. So the mantras last week said that the Vedas all come in the apara vidya. All the Vedas, all that is seen, heard, whatever you can think, contemplate with your mind, everything is an apara. They say that why should we study the Vedas if they are the apara? Because they will take us to para. That is the only way, the only knowledge is the knowledge of the Upanishads. And of course, others, like Brahma Sutras, and again in Ramayana, Mahabharata, in Bhagavad Gita, there are a lot of sections devoted to this highest knowledge. So that is why this vidya we should study. And then they also talked about the para vidya, that which can, para means this consciousness which cannot be seen by the senses, the organs of action cannot reach it, speech cannot describe it, and it has no beginning, it has no form, no description. So after saying what it is not, then the Rishi tells us also what it is. It is nityam, it is eternal, all-pervading, subtlest, and the origin of the universe, and wise people can reach it. And then the three methods of creation were given last week. One is the spider creating a web out of his mouth, or a nabhi, they say, could be out of the belly button. And then the earth creating all the plants, fruits, trees, and all that. And then a human being, his hair, a person's hair, which is also created out of this living being, hair which is insentient, which can be cut, and skin under the hair which is sentient, which can be poked. So both sentient and insentient things come out of this human body. So now we'll do mantra number 8. Harshaben, do you have this? Number 8, mantra number 8. Please keep 8, 9, 10, and the next two ready. You can unmute. Okay, you have number 8 ready?
Yes.
Tapasa chiyate brahma.
Number 8, right?
Yes.
Sapta prana Prabhavanti
No, you are in the wrong one, wrong section.
My thing says eight.
Chapter one, section one, number
Oh,
eight.
section one, that's what it is.
There's many sections.
Okay. Okay.
Tapasachiyate te brahma.
Avadhyati. That's
ततो नमभिजायते
insane. Section two.
Should I ask somebody else? You can find and you can
Yeah, I'll find her. Okay.
have this, Shaku. Section one, number eight. तपसा चीयते ब्रह्मा
तपसाते ब्रह्मा
ततो नमभिजायते
अतो नमामि जायते
अन्नात् प्राणो मनः सत्यं लोकाः
अनन प्राणो मनो सत्यं लोकाः
कर्मसु चामृतम्।
कर्मसु चामुतम्
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। तपसा चीयते ब्रह्मा ततो नमभिजायते अन्नात् प्राणो मनः सत्यं लोकाः कर्मसु चामृतम्। सो हियर इट सेज हाउ डस क्रिएशन हैपन। सो पीपल थिंक डस क्रिएशन हैपन सडनली दैट इन वन सेकेंड भगवान डिसाइडेड एंड द होल यूनिवर्स केम। सम मास्टर से दैट, बट हियर इट इज सेड इट इज अ ग्रेजुअल प्रोग्रेसिव क्रिएशन। So first is tapas. What is tapas? We'll talk about. And chiyate brahma. Brahma means the creator, Brahma ji. Here it is, Brahma is the creator, not the total Brahman, but the creator Brahma ji. Chiyate, he expands. Brahma ji expands. And from that, annam abhijayate. From that, annam is created. What is this annam? Actually, every word of this shloka, if you translate directly from Sanskrit to English, you'll get a completely wrong meaning because nothing fits with what we think. Then annat, and then from anna comes pranaha, then manaha, then satyam, which is truth. So how did suddenly truth come? Then lokaha, worlds, and karmasu, and in the karmas, immortality. He says, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says the actions of karma are temporary. So why amritam? So nothing of this matches what we think if we translate. So here, tapas does not mean, let's see, each word is wrong. Not wrong, but different from this understood meaning. So tapas here means jnanam. Tapa is not sitting on, standing on one leg, you know, for years or sitting in the, no, tapas means jnanam. And when Brahma ji wanted to create, when Brahma ji emerged from the nabhi of Bhagawan Vishnu, from his navel, and he was lost, where is he and what should he do? A word came to him, find the 16th and the 21st letter of the alphabet. 16th letter of the alphabet is ta, and 21st is pa. So tapa, that was the message given to Brahmaji. Tapa, tapa, you know, tapas, that kept on reverberating. And so he understood that tapa here means jnanam. So he had to get the knowledge of creation. Then chiyate brahma, then Brahmaji expands. How can we say he expands? You know, with tapa, usually you get weaker, right? If you do a lot of tapas. But here, when Brahmaji expands, it does not mean that Brahmaji is growing bigger and bigger. What it means is he from one becomes many. So there was one Brahmaji, then many creations happened. So from one, he becomes two, and then from that, all that happens. So that is also called Hiranyagarbha, the source. Then from that, what happens? And how does Brahmaji create? So before we go to what happens, how does he create? So he says he creates according to Purva Srishti, because Brahmaji has created the entire universe, cosmos, many before. So he uses that same formula. Of course, there may be some variety, difference of name and beings, but basic format is the same, just as a teacher who is teaching in, say, seventh grade, and he has taught last year, then or in Bal Vihar, they are teaching in fourth grade. So next year they will use the last year's curriculum and book. How did I teach last year? That's how they teach. Or a teacher also in class, seventh grade, he'll say, what I taught last year, let me use the same material. So same way, Purva Srishti. And what are the three things? Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, and Kriya Shakti. So he has to have the desire to create, which was arisen in him, knowledge, and the activity. Like if we want to come to the Tuesday class, first you say, I have to have a desire. I want to go and learn Mundak Upanishad. Then you get the knowledge. Okay, what time is the class? Okay, 12:30. What is the Zoom link? So that is knowledge. So you have desire, knowledge, and then you actually on Tuesday at 12:30 turn on your computer and start listening. That is Kriya. So any activity needs those three. First, you have to have the desire, then knowledge, and then karma. And annam here, annam, what we think is food, annam here is not food. Annam is maya or prakriti. So he said, how did they get the word annam for maya or prakriti? Because annam is consumed, right? When you get food, you consume it. Same way, everything in this creation is meant for our consumption. Like you buy a car. Now, what is that car? I have to drive from A to B place. Buy a house. House is again for my consumption, for my use. I live in that. So everything that we see in this world is for consumption. That is annam, abhijayate. Then annat pranaha. Pranaha, we think as the breath. But here, prana means the unmanifest creative force. Unmanifest creative force. So just as you want, I ask you a question. Now you already know the answer. So the knowledge is unmanifest, and then you can answer. If something you already know. So the unmanifest becomes manifest. Like I am speaking right now, these thoughts were unmanifest in me and they are becoming manifest. So same way in Hiranyagarbha, which is the unmanifest life principle, the creation becomes manifest. And then from that, mana is the total mind. It is not the individual mind. It is the total mind, because Hiranyagarbha is the sum total of all the subtle bodies, all the subtle bodies of plants, animals, birds, fish, humans, all is Hiranyagarbha. And then after that, there's giving step by step what happens. Then from mind comes Satyam. Now, what is Satyam? We think Satyam is truth. They say, no, Satyam is the five elements. So they say, how did you come up with five elements? Because five elements are there before creation. And even when anything is destroyed, like the pot, like the mud is there, is five elements. Pot is made, that is five elements. When pot is destroyed, again five elements. So here Satyam means the five elements. And that's why Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita said Sat Asat. Sat means manifest, Asat means unmanifest. So here Satyam means the manifest world. And Lokaha, now that is the only thing that fits. And Lokaha means the 14 worlds, all the 14 worlds. And in them, the five elements vary, like in us, for example. For us, what is earth is the very, very strong, right? Our earth is the main thing in our body. Air, water, is less. And that's why we can only walk from place to place. We can't jump very high. We cannot fly. We cannot do anything. We can just walk. But the devas, Their body is very subtle. It's very light. It has more air principle and more fire principle. They have very minimal earth. So that's why devas can fly. You know, they can go from one loka to another. They can fly from one place to another. And in the higher worlds, people traveled, you know, nobody, and also they don't communicate by phone, pick up a phone and call somebody or cell phone. It's all telepathy. You know, they communicate with each other. So the subtler worlds communicate. So that is the difference between us and the subtle worlds. And karmasu cha amritam. Now, karmas are immortal. You say, how can karma be immortal? I eat, that eating is over. Then how can you say it is immortal? So what they tell us, that a karma will, when it is done, its karma phala is relatively immortal. How do we say immortal? Say I do some bad karma and I do not get the result in this lifetime. I don't get punished. Or I do some good karma and don't get the reward. And in next lifetime also, somehow it happens that one particular karma does not get rewarded or punished. Then even two, three, four lifetimes from now, that one good or bad karma will find you. The result will find you. That's why it is said it is amritam. It is immortal. The result of the karma cannot be destroyed. The karma, once it is done, the result sooner or later will catch you. You know, like you put your hand in fire, you will get burnt right away. You plant a mango tree, you will get in 10 years. But some karmas could come to you. So suddenly, if you get something good or bad happening, if you haven't done anything in this life, it must have been in previous life, one life, five lifetimes, we don't know. So that's why karmasu cha amritam. And there is one more point about Hiranyagarbha. They say humans can become Hiranyagarbha. You can become. How? It's like a human wants to become president, right? Now, what does he or she do? They campaign, they raise money, they, you know, they put the, first they have the desire, the knowledge, and then they put the effort. And only one can become president out of, you know, 300 million people in the US or 1 billion in India. Only one can be president or prime minister. So same way, a human, if he has that desire and does enough good karmas, can become Hiranyagarbha. So but there is only one. So to reach that needs a lot of effort, a lot of upasana, meditation. And this Hiranyagarbha is in charge of Brahmaloka, the highest world. You know, among the 14 worlds, Brahmaloka is the highest. So here it is said how the gradual creation happens. Now, they're just giving one more shloka about very little about this continuing this creation and who is this Hiranyagarbha or who is this Brahmaji. Harsha Ben, you found it, number 9. Yeah, please keep it ready, the 9, 10, so if I call on you. Yasarvagnya sarva vidyasya.
Ya sarvagya sarvavidyata
Jnanamayam tapaha.
jnanamayam tapaha
Tasmadetad brahma nama.
tasmatadetad brahmanama
Rupam annam cha jayate.
rupam mannam cha jayate
Can mute. Yasarvagnya sarvavid brahma. Sorry, yes. Yasarvagnya sarvavidyasya jnanamayam tapaha. Tasmad etad brahma nama rupamannam cha jayate. So now, yaha, that Hiranyagarbha, that Brahma ji is Sarvagnya, all knowing. And Sarvavid also means all knowing. So in the Upanishads, there's should not be any repetition. So if there is a repetition, there is a dosha. So why this repetition the master Shankaracharya ji and Anand Giri ji explained to us. So why he is all knowing, again they say, and yasya, and of this creator, jnanamayam tapah, we already talked about, he has to have the knowledge. What kind of knowledge? We'll cover that. And then from etat, from this Brahma, what comes? Nama rupam, name and form, and annam. Now here annam means grain. In the previous annam meant prakriti, but here annam means food. Cha jayate, annam is also born. So yaha, so why are they saying sarvajna, sarvavid? Why are they saying all knowing twice? Because one all knowing is he knows all. He knows everything that is happening. The second all knowing is he's antaryami. He goes within us and knows what is the inner. So not only he knows the total world, but he knows the inner essence of each being, each all our thoughts, emotions. So that's why he's all knowing and also the he knows the individual. Another meaning is he knows cause and he knows effect. So all causes, and so once you know the cause, then you know all the effects. As we know, if you know gold, you know all the ornaments. So this creator not only knows the cause of the creation, but each effect, everything of the creation. Also, he knows samashti and vyashti. He knows the totality and he knows the individuality. So that's why it is said he is all-knowing. He knows not only the outside, but knows also the inner of all human being. And by knowing this, now you know, like the knower of Brahman, they say, no, Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. So if I know I am Brahman, then will I know everything? You know, like Kasmin nu bhagavo vijñatam, vijñate sarvam vijñatam bhavati iti. You know, in the beginning of this Upanishad, the student asked the teacher, please tell me that by knowing which everything becomes known. You know, that was the question. And even in the teacher says, I will tell you that in Bhagavan, in the seventh chapter, he says, I will tell you that knowing which nothing more needs to be known. So he says, so once you become a knower of Brahman, once you are realized, can you know how to fly a plane? Or can you learn Russian, German just by knowing all that? No, they cannot, because that is all apara, that is worldly knowledge. By knowing Brahman, you will not have eternal knowledge, or you cannot say, now I know Brahman, I am realized, I shouldn't get sick, or my mind shouldn't be disturbed, or people should follow me. None of those things happen. Those are all apara. By knowing Brahman, you attain that state of peace and stillness within. And in the worldly situations, you will have physical problems, mental disturbances. So that is not a guarantee. You know, people say, once I'm enlightened, will I be able to walk on water, and you know, my meditation seat, will it climb up 6 inches? No, none of that will happen. All your activities will be normal. Your just way of looking at the world changes. That is what. So don't expect that suddenly I'll be able to touch people's head and, you know, cure them and all. No, won't happen. So we are not attaining enlightenment for all those things. If you are doing it for all those things, then you are doing it for the wrong purpose. Then it is said nama rupa, and that we know, names. You know, like you say Ramesh, then that distinguishes everybody who is not Ramesh. And rupa means all the variety of forms, animals, birds, plants, fish, humans. There's so many flowers, so many, you know, plants, fruits, so all the variety. And from that, annam cha jayate, from that comes, annam means the food. So here, the प्रथम खंड, द प्रथम खंड एंटर्स एंड्स चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 1।